Yes, I mean, last time we spoke, you were very optimistic about the internet becoming a medium.
I just genuinely don't know. At the moment, I probably agree with you that it's inherently anti-narrative, because I've been thinking about it over the last couple of months, and I can't see a way of doing it. I can see ways of using it as a system of delivery and adjusting the stories you tell. I mean, I think one of the really interesting things, this is the thing I'm really interested in, is that if people are going to come home and they're going to get down the pipe of the internet, a thing that I've made, and they can watch it in bits, they can watch it in different times, then actually what I can start to do is make really complicated stuff. The really interesting thing about television is everyone in it, from the television class, has been trained to go in to an editing room, look at something and say, and judge it on the basis of whether someone watching it just once, on a sofa, half asleep, would get it. That means it actually has to be a very, very simple thing. If that has gone, then actually you can think about it in a completely different way. You can actually start constructing really massive, complicated novels that have all sorts of hidden dimensions and things within
them. Because
you can rewind. People want to go back and look at it. Actually, our job is to make them so entertaining that they want to watch them again. That's a thing which is inherently anti the way those who run television now think. They think the opposite. Everything must be crammed in such a simple way because people are really going to watch it once. Well, maybe they're not. Maybe they're going to want to watch it again and again. You can have secret little bits in it, odd little bits. You can go back to the medieval times where you actually had secret, funny, odd things hidden in there. So there are levels upon levels. You can play with ambiguity. All the things that actually are about mature way of experiencing the world and understanding other people, which, of course, television never really done, because it's always been on, you watch it once and that's it. Well, maybe, and I'm doing this because I'm just naturally optimistic, maybe if it is going to be just a new system of delivery on which we tell stories, the stories can actually become epically much more fascinating. That's what I think. It doesn't mean, what I'm saying is you don't use the internet to tell stories with clicks and silly things where you vote for the ending.
Yeah.
People want to be told a story where the ending's been imaginatively thought up by someone who they admire and grabs their imagination. What I'm saying is that you can actually use the internet to give people the chance to immerse themselves in stories in an epically emotional way, like people in the 19th century used to rush home and read novels. And that would be fantastic for television, but that requires a much more complex and emotional form of storytelling, which the practitioners of television aren't yet near developing. The new realism will be that, will be something that genuinely reflects to people their experience of the world, which is complicated, ambiguous, that we don't know what politicians think, we don't know what those in charge, those in charge of us don't really understand the world, that we are alone in the world, and that ambiguity on all sorts of levels is really what it's all about. But far from being frightened of that, which is what so many other people try and make us at the moment, we should embrace that ambiguity, because actually, if you look at the great periods of art and literature, that's where they flourish. It's at those very periods of ambiguity and uncertainty, rather than trying to shut it all down, which is really what television, if we're talking technically, at this moment when everything is opening up and people are beginning to realise that the world is much more complicated than we used to think it was, and human beings are much more complicated than we thought, television people are still trying to shut that down and make simplified programmes. Yet what's being offered them is actually a technology which will allow them to make genuinely complicated stories that reflect that new ambiguity and take it further in imaginative ways. But I haven't seen anyone do it yet.